We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. Totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, last hour, there's a couple things a couple of conversations that need to continue on over to bring you up to speed. We had someone calling about a movie that was released recently, I believe, online. It's called Zeitgeist, and there have been two or three of them.
Yeah, I think this is number three.
This is the third, I believe. And it is a film that is very well done, very well produced, and it's available free, so anybody can go and watch it, which, of course, I like that distribution method. That's what we do with Free Talk Live.
It's called the freemium model.
That's right. And the movie does a good job of focusing on a lot of problems that society suffers from. And it points them out, I think, adequately points out that the economic system here is crazy, that corporations are tied in with government and that they basically rule over people. And
they collude in order to strip Americans of their treasure and their freedom.
Yeah, people are cogs in this system, the warmongering. They're against that. They're against the Federal Reserve System, like a lot of the things that they have to say. But their solutions, I think, leave a lot to be desired. And
that's the Zeitgeist movie solution.
Correct. And one of their big solutions is to get rid of money. We just need to have cities designed in concentric circles where a central computer will determine everything. And there's going to be also a computer system for the world as well. So this isn't just like some
Skynet.
Sort of vision.
I mean,
right. This isn't a vision for a city that is going to be a concept city, if you will. This is a whole. They've got the whole vision for the world. They believe that okay, the software is there. We just need to plug it in. We need to make it happen. To have this computer determine for the world where resources are located. And then where those resources should go, and you can fill out a form to let them know where it is that you what you need in life, and then they'll just determine, what to send you.
You think we should just, I would think that Mark Zuckerberg over there at Facebook could figure this out. We just put him in charge.
Because there's no money in this world of the Zeitgeist the Zeitgeist folks. There's no money. There is this computer system that will determine everything about what goes where, because central control works, right?
Sure. You just put a status update up there, and the computer will figure it out. Of course, somebody's got to program the computer, too.
This is true, and it begs the question.
I bet they're going to be rich.
Well, it begs the question, Mark, of, well, who decides what's important? Who is it that's programming this computer to tell it what is important and what should go where and how to allocate resources? I mean, that's essentially what the proposal is, that everything should be controlled in one location.
Do you think they'll give everybody a vote? Maybe everybody could vote to where resources go.
It didn't sound like that. It sounded to me like that you would get a form that you could fill out and then you could, let them know what you wanted.
And then
the
computer would figure out. But one would assume if more forms come in asking for food than asking for bubble bath, that they would allocate more food, they'd spend more time allocating food.
But it shouldn't be a problem because the robots will do all the work. That's the other aspect of this. It's no longer humans that are going to be the ones that are working. It'll be the robots that do everything, which also begs the question of why do the robots need the humans at that point?
Right. What are the humans for if the humans aren't doing anything, if they aren't doing work?
Mark. I'm not going to go down that road and just suggest that, we wouldn't find other things to edify ourselves with, things to do in the absence of having a job or having a career or something
like that. I've always found my work to be the most important thing in my life.
We're focused on that, though. I mean, it is an important thing in our life.
You're talking about this job, though. I'm talking about all the jobs
I've ever had. No, I feel the same way. I've always been very into going to work and being productive and doing things like that. But I'm not going to jump in, and say, well, without jobs or without, work to do, humans wouldn't be able to find things. to occupy their time with, or to, you know, improve themselves with. I'm not going to say that's impossible, because our priorities
are without money, you know, to show to as a feedback mechanism for how it is that you're distributing whatever it whatever this thing is that you're, you know, this philanthropic idea that you have, because you don't need money any longer. You know, talk radio, the you know, distributing your talk radio show without the kind of feedback that you get from the marketplace, then
everything gets screwed up.
Yep.
No matter if you have the best computer program.
You're talking soup kitchens here, man. Right. You know, bread lines.
It doesn't matter if you have the best computer program in the whole world. It's just not going to be able to allocate resources as accurately as trillions of, billions of people making trillions of individual decisions as to what they do and don't want. And when they choose to buy something versus not buy something, those are very important signals that the market responds to. And one of the other things that they really got wrong in this was they kept, of course, equating the free market to what we have today. And they would cite Milton Friedman and Rothbard and people like that. So it was an actual out-and-out attack on people that we know as free market thinkers.
You know, when you go to the grocery store and you see the Polynesian mushroom stuffed with provolone cheese, like these amazing gourmet things that they have, it's not because some government bureaucrat or some computer in the sky decided that this was an important thing that was on the shelf at this grocery store. It was because, you know, there was feedback, and a buyer for the grocery store decided that it makes more sense in this grocery store than in that grocery store. It's the marketplace at work. This is the invisible hand that was it Jonathan Smith?
Yeah, they attacked that,
Adam
too.
Adam Smith, you know, had talked about. So, you know, I understand why people are frustrated with what they see in the world today. I understand why they call that capitalism, because that's what most people call it. I don't think that that's what people that would support capitalism call capitalism.
Most of it was an attack on the free market, not capitalism. And there's a big difference between capitalism and the free market. Well, in the free market, the Zeitgeist folks can have their concentric circle city. They can go ahead, put it together. Get yourself some land. I realize you're probably going to pay for the land, but maybe some commie will donate it to them. But get yourself some land and build your miracle city. And go ahead and give it a shot. I mean, they have this very futuristic vision, and some of it is, I think, very accurate. I mean, they talk about vertical farming, which is a really cool idea, where you don't need to have a big, wide, huge field where you can actually farm upwards and save a lot of space and do it very economically. And a lot of that could be automated. So there's no doubt that, you know, they talk about the process of automating jobs and how machines have taken over a lot of these jobs over time, and that's a good thing. They don't attack that. And they're right. It is a good thing that machines have taken over a lot of work for men and women, because a lot of that work was very dangerous. Much better to have a machine in those circumstances. It can, in many cases, more efficient. So a lot of their view of the future, I think, is very accurate. Like, with more robots, we'll be doing more jobs in the future. There's no doubt about that, right?
How could one deny that?
Vertical farming, more efficient farming measures, that's coming too. So it's not to say that they couldn't try their idea. It's not to say, and maybe it is their plan to do it all voluntarily. I don't know. They didn't get into the how to get from here to there. But if they do it voluntarily,
the problem
then good
with
for
being
them.
A commie is it's very difficult to earn money as a commie, right? And I don't want to call
some commies
things,
have money, and they can, you know, give money to the project.
I suppose it. But so then, how do you get it? How do you get it off the ground? The only way to really get it off the ground so far in all these what they've called communist revolutions, and I don't know what these people call themselves. They haven't come up with a name, but it sounds like communism to me.
Marxism with robots, as Stefan Molyneux calls it.
It's good stuff. The problem with all these communist revolutions in the past is, in fact, they were socialist revolutions where the guys with all the guns are the ones who ended up in charge.
They took control, yeah.
And they ended up in miserable, miserable failures. These guys with AK-47s, not economists. They don't have any business. They don't have any business putting together an economic model.
So there's other critiques here. One of their big points is that there's this lack-based mentality throughout the movie. You hear the phrases repeated about how we've got finite resources, we need, you know, conserve, we've got to, you know, really crank down the usage of these things, right? Because we're going to run out, that kind of mentality that you typically hear from, I guess, you know, kind of the environmental end-of-the-world crowd. And the statement that we have finite resources is inaccurate. And I'd like to address that in a moment here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's partially accurate, but also not accurate. And we'll get into details and take your calls about whatever you want. We're talking about the Zeitgeist film, the third one, which was released recently. You're certainly welcome to share your thoughts or bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Is it time for a new roof? Or maybe some roof repairs? If the roof on your house is old, weathered, or in need of help, you can save $500 by calling Sears right now. That's right, Sears Roofing. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation at 888-306-7722. And Free Talk Live listeners will save $500. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. They have a variety of popular shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. And you'll save $500 if you call them today. For roofing done right, call Sears at 888-306-7722. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Call Sears now at 888-306-7722 and save $500. That number again is 888-306-7722.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the field and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. You can also visit us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy various features you will find totally free. The webcam is one of them. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can watch, you can listen, and you can chat, because the chat room is built into the very same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. It's free,
and brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's at MemoryDealers.com.
So we're talking about a movie that has been released online called Zeitgeist. It's the third one. There's a subtitle to it, but I don't recall what that was. But anyway, in this film, they are proposing a vision for the future. And good for them. I mean, everybody needs to have a vision. If you don't have a vision, well, how will you ever get anywhere? How will you know where you want to go if you don't even know where you want to go, right? So good for them. They have a lot of good critiques about the existing society and its propensity toward violence and what kind of influence is that in human beings. And it's a lot of it's good information, but their proposals, their solutions, I think, are confused. And they are anti-human nature. Things like getting rid of property and getting rid of money. Very anti-human nature because people, it's important to have property. Property is the basis of freedom, the ability to, you know, keep what you create, essentially, and do what you want with it is very important. And the ability to trade with others. And, of course, money is just a medium of exchange to make trading things easier. The idea of getting rid of all that in favor of some sort of centrally controlled, centrally planned system run by a computer and some team of experts is a really scary proposition.
Right. Money is a medium of exchange. And if you get rid of money as it exists today, tomorrow there will be new money. So money as a medium of exchange, humans are always going to use this. It doesn't matter if it's, whatever it is, whether it's gold and silver, whether it's packs of cigarettes, whether it's, sex in the bathroom. They're going to figure out ways to exchange money, exchange what it is they want for something else.
So there's another point that needs to be made about their critique and their solutions. One of the things that they point out over and over in the movie is that there are finite resources. So, we're going to run out. And that's why we need the central control to determine, what goes where and all of that. And no, there's not really finite resources because there are infinite ways to use them. While it's true that there's only so much water on the Earth, or there's only so much oil.
We're nowhere near using all the water. I mean, we're not even close to that.
No,
there are places in the country where they could use some more fresh water, but there are places like, here in New England where we got plenty of water.
But it's true that there is at some point, there is a limit, right, to these things, the amount of them, obviously. However, the thing they don't ever take into consideration is man's ingenuity and the ability for humans to come up with new ideas and new ways to use existing resources. And over time, that has been the primary way that wealth has been created. And that's been part of what creating wealth is all about. Wealth isn't just money. Money is just one indicator of wealth. Wealth is the ability to live your life in a much more comfortable manner. For instance, having air conditioning is wealth. For instance, also oil used to be a nuisance. It's a perfect example of how ingenuity created new wealth where previously it did not exist.
Crude oil used to ooze out of the ground in places around the world. And
it was a pollutant. It was an irritant to farmers. They would it was frustrating to them to have this black sludge polluting their farmland. And then somebody figured out how to refine it, and they figured out that all kinds of useful things could be done with it. And then, all of a sudden, this former pollutant, this former annoyance, becomes one of the most valuable properties in the entire world.
And now, I'd also like to point out that, we haven't tapped anywhere near all of the oil that's available. There's still this stuff out there called shale oil. There used to be different kinds of oil that, it was ineffective to go after oil, say, under the water. Well, as the value of oil, the price goes up or whatever, and as technology increases, basically it becomes worth it to go for the oil that's several, you know, a mile underneath the water in the Gulf of Mexico or whatever they're doing. Now, I have problems with the way they're going about it. But
I have problems with the subsidies that are involved.
Most of that has to do with the government. And
right, they prop up the existing oil industry above all other energy sources. And that's absolutely, you know, that's one of the points where they're right. I mean, clearly oil is unfairly the main energy source for the world. And it's because, as you point out, of the governments. So, but I want to just point out, to rebut the idea that there's finite resources. That may
Plus,
be a true statement.
The universe is infinite, right?
So this is true.
Expanding infinite. So it's all about, it could very well be that without the government intervention that we'd be crawling all over the solar system at this point. And we don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's no way that people, before NASA, people were trying to get into space. I'm sure some of them died. It stifles ingenuity, the government there. For quite some time, decades, it was illegal to attempt to go into space. You couldn't compete with NASA.
So, just to, you know, I think it's important to rebut that, because a lot of people will trot that one out and use it as an excuse for more control. They'll use the claim that we're going to run out, therefore we need the government to control things. And no, actually, if we had a true free market, which we don't, then people would be free to drum up whatever sort of energy resources they wanted to and innovate in various different ways. And, you know, necessity being the mother of invention, when things start to run out, all of a sudden people double up their efforts just to figure out how to solve those problems. And human beings over time have been very ingenious at solving very big problems when they've been free to do so.
Necessity is female. Is invention male or female?
I'm sorry, what?
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Oh, I've heard a corollary to that, and it was very smart, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
So you call me unprepared there. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The other critique that I have of the film is in one of their big sort of...
Zeitgeist 3.
Yeah, Zeitgeist, the new Zeitgeist movie. One of their big claims that they make here is that consumerism bad, which is a kind of a typical control freak claim. Like, well... You know, I don't like what all these people are doing out there buying all that stuff. It's bad. It's bad to buy all kinds of things. And I don't think that people should be doing that. So let's put a stop to it. And so one of the things they claim is that, well, that the planned obsolescence is a real problem, according to them. The idea that products are made not to last forever. They believe that if you're going to make a product, it should last forever. If you're going to build it, they talk about this at one point, if you're going to build a table, it should last forever. And, you know, all these people are building tables that don't last forever because they're just trying to fleece people and, you know, turn them into consumers. So they just keep buying and consuming. And then, you know,
you can buy a table that'll last forever.
And they show all kinds.
It just costs you a heck of a lot more than the cheap press board table that you can get at the local discount store.
Right, Mark, but if we're going to get rid of money, then everything should last forever. We should have the computer system search out the very best materials in the world and bring them to the table makers so they can make the best darn tables.
Well, so the tables that are made to last forever are not made from the same stuff that the tables that aren't made to last forever are made of. You know, one's made of, chopped up sawdust stuck together with glue, and the other one's made of the finest heart cherry wood out there. So there's only so much cherry wood. Then you're cutting down all this, the scrap pine that they're using.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. We'll talk about consumerism, and Michelle will join us for the remainder of the show. It's Free Talk Live.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793. Or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles collections and accounts receivable for your business. If you need to try something new in that area, SACL CAI can handle it for you. Collections, early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customer and treating them with respect. They know that not only you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. We are talking about the new Zeitgeist film, which is a movie that's been released online, and you can watch it for free, but watch it and take it with a grain of salt, or more than one, because there's a lot of really bad solutions that are proposed in there. And I think that they should give it a shot, what they're talking about doing. You know, they've got this very grandiose vision, very futuristic vision of a city, you know, almost entirely run by robots with maybe a few maintenance people going around to take care of things. But otherwise, just a city that exists for the purposes of serving the human beings that live within it to essentially, I guess, keep them alive while they do whatever else it is that humans would do in the absence of having a meaningful task to perform because, well, it would purportedly all be done by robots in this vision. They want to get rid of money, which is a horrible idea and likely impossible to accomplish. They want to get rid of property, which is also a horrible idea and it goes against, you know, human nature. So a lot of the ideas, I hope they can, you know, give it a shot. I would never tell them they couldn't have their vision if they can find enough people to come together to build this futuristic city that they want to build. Then I say more power to them. Go for it.
So
and Michelle,
rather,
welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. So is this a rather utopian suggestion? I haven't seen it yet.
Well, they will take offense to the suggestion that that it is utopian, but it sure does sound that way, right? Because they're going against human nature, in my opinion.
I think it's great if they want to put together a voluntary society and try to, you know, create their ideal.
And try to get rid of money. I mean, it's good luck.
Within their community, sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you can do it, and will they be doing it voluntarily or not? That's a real big question that goes unanswered in this film. And the other thing that that's worth focusing on is this attack on so-called consumerism. And now, in the movie, they visualize this, of course, with pictures of people shopping, because, you know, that's bad. It's bad to shop. And also juxtapose that with pictures of landfills, right? Because, well, we're just filling the, you know, the world with trash, and everything's disposable, and everything's made to break early, and so you have to keep buying things over and over again, which is a very typical sort of anti-freedom position that, well, we need centrally controlled economies, we need centrally controlled production, where we the central controllers will get to decide what how a table should be built, or we should decide in what they propose in one part with electronics, which is a great example of something that does go bad, you know, or becomes useless over a short period of time because it's always advancing. Their suggestion there is that, well, we just need to build electronics that you can upgrade.
Oh.
And it's just so, it is so just disconnected from how the marketplace works. And they believe that what we have now is a free market. It's not. But just
I'd love to see the miniaturized MP3 player that has a whole bunch of ports where you can add on new memory
yeah.
and stuff. You know, from the original right. one with 1 gig or whatever it is to yeah. the, you know, now you can get them with 64 gigs. I don't know.
Can you imagine how bulky that would end up being
exactly.
by the time you've, you know, done that? You know, I came in just as you were, you know, talking about quality goods, you know, and the price of those things. And I was, you know, very fortunate one period of my life to be able to pay, you know, a lot of money for really high quality furniture or things. And if given the choice to, you know, buy a table or a sofa or whatever that's going to last forever versus, you know, buying one and, you know, getting rid of it every couple years or whatever, I prefer to do the first. However,
sure.
those things still need maintenance. I mean, my son Omar has currently been crocheting patches to patch up a sofa that looks a little ghetto, but it's a really nice sofa mm-hmm. that, you know, is mechanical and does all these cool things, you know. But even those very nice, high-quality things need upkeep and
sure.
and need to be, you know.
My mom has a couch that she calls a Davenport, and because my grandmother called it a Davenport, because they had this couch a very long time, right?
Right.
And it's a long couch. You won't find a couch that's this long. And they she had it redone. I asked her how much it was, and I can't remember what it was, but I remember being shocked
yes.
because I didn't pay that for my couch.
Right.
I had a couch. It wasn't nearly as much. Not even, if the numbers serve me correctly, it was $6,000 to redo this couch as far as the upholstery goes. Holy macaroni! That's a lot of money.
But if you have it for 40 years...
I guess,
right?
If you still want it, but I mean, you know, that people's tastes change over time. You know, people can make the argument that that good furniture lasts forever and stuff like that. But, you know, my mom has some good furniture that I'm like, eh, I grew up with that, and I just find it tacky.
Well, sometimes you need something that's durable, and sometimes you don't. And this is one of the things they ignore in this. They just presume that having the best of everything all the time is always the most desirable thing, and it's not. I mean, like, for instance, you and I, Mark, moved across the country, and Michelle, you also did
yeah.
as well, to move here. And, you know, I sold a bunch of my stuff and furniture before I came down here. Had I had... You you know, the best furniture in the world, made from the best parts and the best, you know, things that I could possibly get, then I would have felt more inclined to move that stuff, which is more work that I did not want to do. And so sometimes having something that is cheaper makes more sense. And in the realm of consumer goods like electronics, you're absolutely right, Mark. It's just so absurd to suggest that, well, we just need to have things that are upgradable. Only goes so far.
Try to imagine buying the very best car that they made in 1963 and then holding on to that car for your lifetime.
I have a better one. How about a cell phone? The cell phones, right, 20 years ago, the portable phones?
You had to have a base station.
Oh, the box.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you upgrading that meant making it smaller.
Right. Absolutely. And they don't see that. They just see that as wasteful. Like, well, it worked back then, so why don't you just keep it and, you know, upgrade the
box? This is how the government operates. This is why the government stifles innovation, because somebody in the middle of government who doesn't respond to market mechanisms has a really great idea, and they jam it down your throat with a pickaxe.
Hey, this is good enough.
You'll take it, and you'll like it. This is how roads are going to be. We're going to construct them this way, and you're going to pay for them, or we're going to take your house away.
Right. And, you know, the things that they use to visualize this for people, again, constant shots of old rejected goods, landfill scenes, which, of course, Penn and Teller did a super job in their television show BS. I don't remember which season it was. It was early on where they hit recycling as a topic and just decimated it.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the subtopics of the recycling topic was this big fear, because the proponents for recycling will say that, well, it's needed simply to stop the landfill process.
Yes, we're filling our nation up with garbage.
And they talk about the reality behind landfills and how they're not as bad as people think, and that there's not as much of them as people think, and that we could take all the world's garbage.
They show golf courses and parks and forests that were previously...
Yeah, that you could take all the world's garbage, and I don't remember the exact statistic, but in a nutshell, you could take it all for several years and just put it in this tiny little spot that's like no bigger than your fingernail on the map of the world. I mean, it's just absurd. So they're using these visuals that are very stimulating, like, oh my God, we're just going to create a landfill everywhere if we just keep upgrading our cell phones.
It's just similar to the propaganda that Wayne was talking about last night, you know, and lies of omission and things like that. I mean, look at this plastic bottle. That was a solution proposed by a government to carry plastic into state parks and federal parks and things, as opposed to glass, because glass would break and it would, you know, cause injury potentially to the animals or to other people that were in the park. So now they suggest plastic, and they allow plastic. But plastic doesn't break down and things, you know. So, and then low-flow toilets. That was another restriction that was created by the government.
You have to flush them
twice.
So the, and the fact is that plastic bottle is a resource. Somebody is going to come along relatively soon, as long as the government doesn't get in the middle, and they're going to create something out of those plastic bottles. They're going to use them as a resource. They're going to get them for free, and they're going to make something for us.
And how would they have their central computer-controlled brain if they'd never had computers advancing and getting smaller and smarter? I mean, my God, they're using the irony of this is they're using brilliant computers to create this movie in the first place.
Digital as opposed to film.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, it made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Anything you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site there, and they are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to support the show, there are different ways to do that. One of them is to go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, whether it's web banners for your website or printable flyers. We've got them there for you. Graphics. Promote.freetalklive.com.
Valentine's Day is coming up, guys. You have to have a good gift. You know, doing candy again.
Wait, how come it's always the guys that have to buy the Valentine's Day gifts? I mean, what?
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
It's sexist.
What, you don't think that I'm talking about what the popular culture says?
Just go on.
Ladies, you can buy this too if you'd like. It's
you should.
Okay, guys, buy something from your girl and hopefully she will reciprocate in some fashion that is pleasing to you.
Georgia's famous baklava. It's sticky. Yeah, it's a walnut pastry with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. And it's shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fast, fresh, and delicious. You order by Tuesday, February the 8th. That's tomorrow, to make sure that you have it in time for Valentine's Day. It's Georgia's famous baklava. You can get it at mandrik.com. M-A-N-D-R-I-K. No C in mandrik. Mandrick.com.
Now, that's available year-round, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, so get it any old time.
It's worth it to George to advertise at Christmas, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day.
I'm just saying.
But you can go to Mandrick.com anytime and get George's famous baklava, and it will be shipped in the same, you know, just as quickly in the, you know, the same container. I just got it, what, 2 weeks ago? It's awesome.
Delicious. And freezes well, so it'll stay for a long time. And, you know, whether you're doing something for a personal gift or whether you're throwing a party or something like that, I mean, Mandrick's baklava is a great solution. Mandrick.com. All right, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Nick is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey, Nick. What's on your mind tonight?
That metaphor was good. Jam it down your throat with a pickaxe. That's very apropos to what I'm going to talk about. Because I think there is a false dichotomy at play when people talk about capitalism versus socialism. Capitalism gets a bad rap because it's driven by self-interest, and self-interest is supposedly bad. The dichotomy that's always talked about is self-interest versus altruism, and no, wouldn't you rather everyone be more altruistic, so why don't we get rid of money, or why don't we tax everyone to provide safety nets? And pro-capitalists seem to get caught up in this dichotomy, too. Sometimes you'll hear them say that it's because capitalism is based on self-interest that it works. They even have a phrase for it, greed is good. Well, it seems to me that you can think of human interactions as being classified into four groups along two axes. One axis is self-interest versus altruism, but the other one that's not talked about very often is rights-respecting versus rights-ignoring. What I think is that the success of capitalism is thanks not necessarily to self-interest, but more to the advent of real property rights and an increase of respect for them. Likewise, even altruistic behaviors which violate someone else's rights are just as bad as self-interested behaviors that violate someone's rights.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, this is the sort of the liberal idea that if I steal money from one person and give it to another, I'm being generous.
Yeah, exactly. Just because something is done with the motivation of helping others doesn't mean the recipient believes they are benefiting.
Well, not only that, whether the recipient believes that they're benefiting or not is not the criterion for whether or not
it should be done.
Theft, exactly.
Good thoughts, Nick. Anything else?
Well, just for the purpose of voluntarist evangelizing, I think this is a good thing to bring up because I've been having a lot of success with it.
Fantastic. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Mark emails in on something we were talking about a little earlier, the obedience factor. And earlier in the show, right out the gate, we were talking about a woman in Utah who has been thrown in jail.
I thought she was out. Isn't she out?
She was in for 2 weeks. I believe she's out at this time.
I believe so, yeah.
But she was thrown in jail because she was selling flowers from her home and was... Inevitably, from that was discussing the idea that these government people, you know, they believe that they can regulate everything, and they do. You know, they're getting closer and closer to regulating every single aspect of your life. And there's a certain type of person who just goes along with it, and they think it's okay. And in fact, they will call for further regulation, and they will be upset when other people are breaking the rules. You know, there would be people who would see this woman selling flowers from her home as something that is wrong. And so Mark is kind of addressing that here in his email. Guys, the reason people defend following the rules, at least in part, is that they believe the government is benevolent. And like Underwriters Laboratories listing electronic devices and the FDA for food and drugs, these business licenses protect them from bad businesses who would otherwise take advantage of them. Now, we of course know this is foolish, but they think if someone doesn't follow the rules, well, that it's not fair, because they do, or at least that's how they feel about themselves. So because they give to the government or let the government take from them or rule them, then it should equally apply. And this is what they mean by equality under the law. But we know this is legalized plunder, and Bastiat had it right when he said that law and justice is not in fact when it is used to wield unjust powers over others or steal from others. I think he's right that, that there is a big mentality out there from people who get very upset when somebody else bucks the system, when somebody successfully, you know, doesn't pay taxes, or when somebody is running a business without a license. Well, wait a minute. My mom had to go and get a license, and I had to get a license, and everybody I know had to get a license, and so you should be subject to the same abuse, too.
A man actually told me a very nice little anecdote when I was talking to him about the tax issue and after doing Motorhome Diaries video about my tax resisting. And the response from so many people was, you need to pay your fair share.
Yeah.
And what he said, and when I talked to him about that, he said, you know, turn around and ask these people, if a rabid dog bites you, does it somehow help you if I go and stick my hand and have the dog bite me too? Isn't it better if I not allow the rabid dog to bite me? And I therefore have an opportunity even to help you if I want to, or whatever. But it doesn't help anyone if I, you know, subject myself to being bitten by this rabid dog.
Right, and your message is, hey, you don't have to let the dog bite you either. Why don't you come over here and stop letting that dog bite you and join me? No, we've all been bitten before.
We need the dog. We need the dog. If we don't have the rabid dog, people will run around amok. Yeah. Amok, amok, amok.
Yeah. Yep, that pretty much sums it up. So your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Zeitgeist, right? This movie that we've been talking about throughout the hour. There's one more quote in there that I thought was worthy. Like, I plucked this one out. Politics is a business no different than any other in the market system. There's a quote that is actually spoken in the film. And well,
It is a business that's entirely different.
It is not a business at all. Well, the definition of a business in general is somebody out there providing a product or service to the open market on a consensual basis. My understanding of what a business is.
You can have whatever definition you'd like in your life, but the difference...
Criminality is not business.
The criminals would tell you different. That's what politics is, though. Politics is criminality. Politics is the most successful group, this most successful criminal gang in a given geographic area enforcing its will on other people.
It's business backed by a gun, if you insist on using that term. That's the
big
difference.
I don't insist on anything, but that's the terminology they used. And the difference between, you pick your business out there and them providing a service on a voluntary basis where I decide to go in the store or go online and I buy their service and I exchange money for something else, that's voluntary. When I, choose not to necessarily do whatever it is. I don't necessarily want to pay for, say, the school in town. Mm-hmm. I don't like the way they teach school. I don't want to be involved in them teaching sex ed to kids with cucumbers and giant condoms or whatever it is that they're teaching there. I'm just not interested. I want to send my money to the private school. I don't have a choice because if I don't, they'll take my house away and throw me and my family out on the street.
Yeah, exactly. So politics has nothing to do with the way business
actually. The really most bizarre part is they'll take my house away and then take me and my family out of that house and put them in public housing.
Right. So then they then
steal your money for it to pay. Yeah. Like, this is how insane this is.
So 800-259-9231. You can go see the movie for yourself if you want. Make your own decisions. And there's a chance that Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain Radio may end up doing an interview with the guy who made this movie or with somebody behind the scenes on this movie, which I think will be very interesting if it actually transpires. So if that does, we'll certainly let you know. And by the way, the Totesack is one of the sponsors of this program. You can go to totesack.us to learn more about this brilliant little product that allows you to bring the groceries back in from the car easy. You just load them up on this handle and walk them right in. The handle is pretty much indestructible. It's an amazing product and very strong. The handle can carry more than you could possibly carry. It's great stuff. Go to totesack.us to order yourself the Totesack, or call in right now and you can win some. Give you a two-pack to call in at 603-435-1105. The Totesack is yours. 603-435-1105. Hour 3's next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.